The wave serpents slewed to a halt, their remote turrets opening fire on the squads of rubric marines that stood sentinel over the inner cabal of Araman. Under cover of the transport's fusillade, returned in volleys of the flickering inferno bolts by their rubric-cursed foes, the Inari charged. The gulf opened by the ritual was almost ready to pierce the veil of the realm of chaos. Formless things awaiting manifestation, thrashed and boiled in its depths. Ivrain signaled to the Vizark, who came up beside his leader.
I will be distracted. Defend me.
As ever, Daughter of Shades.
While fresh violence broke out around her, Ivrain felt inside for the void where she had been raised by Aenead's touch. She plunged into the icy pool of her own mind, seeking the slender tendril of her god's lingering presence. Like a frozen wire, it wove into the hole opened by Araman's adepts, trembling and taut. The line did not pass into the warp, but into the cold void beyond, neither real nor unreal, nor the skein between. The realm of death. The absence. The empty expanse. And here she found the cold beat of Aenead's heart, restless, stirring. Here, the spirits of the slain were drawn, the souls of Eldar gathering like a mist of silver particles. Ivrain snatched up a handful of soul dust and rose, like a diver breaching from the chilling depths.
Let forth your deadly wrath, guardian of the lust!
The silver dust sparkled as it hit the air, becoming an arc of flashing power. Racing from the frozen depths, the Incarnate burst free from the chains, binding it to the nothingness of the hereafter. In its hand, blazed white, the Vilithzar, incarnated as a long, two-headed barbed spear in the grip of Aenead's avatar.
Go forth, Inari! Let the lament of the foe be a hymn to our god!
Inspired by the mortal presence of their otherworldly master, the Inari crashed into the defenders of Araman like a rippling tide of white fire. At the forefront, the Incarnae, the Vizark, and Ivrain carved through the opposition, making headway towards the sorceress Cabal, directing the efforts to breach both the Black Library and the Immaterium. At the approach of so deadly a group of foes, Araman's lackeys fled. They turned their conjuration into a whirling vortex that spirited away the adepts and their rubric-cursed warriors, leaving their demonic allies to face the wrath of the Eldar alone. The howling black and purple maelstrom that had taken the sorcerers shrank quickly, but Ivrain sped on, ignoring the enemy in her need. It seemed that she was bent on hurling herself into the raging, lightning-wreathed storm to pursue her foes, but at the last moment, she stopped abruptly. From her fingers spun the Rose of Aisha, cutting the air like a shuriken. It flashed into the portal opened by the Cabal of Araman, and disappeared.